Concours Écricom 2003. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 7. Europe wants workers to move. The European Commission, in a recent report, announced an ambitious plan to make Europe more competitive by encouraging workers to circulate more freely. The so-called Action Plan calls for a series of urgent measures to encourage Europeans both to change their jobs more often and to make it easier for them to seek employment in other regions or countries. Only 225,000 people, or 0.1% of the total EU population, changed their official residence between two countries in the year 2000. Those numbers are a fraction of the mobility seen in the United States, where about 2.5% of the population changes states every year. Economists, both inside and outside the Commission, say Europe's low level of labour mobility is one of the most important impediments to the continent truly becoming a single market, let alone reaching the goals set by the European leaders 2 years ago in Lisbon to become the most competitive economy. The report recommends that governments remove the problems that make it difficult to collect unemployment benefits or pensions around the EU, proposes a pan-European health card that would speed up the process of reimbursement for medical expenses, and announces the creation of a central office that would serve as a one-stop information centre for jobs across Europe. The report also recommends that EU governments lower regulatory and administrative barriers to professional recognition. One section of the document that could prove controversial is a proposal to make it easier for non-EU nationals to move throughout the Union. This would encourage immigration of specialised workers that the EU lacks. Citizens of EU countries have theoretically had the right to work in other member states since the 1957 Treaty of Rome. But it was not until 1971 that pensions and social security benefits became portable across the borders of what was then the European Economic Community. The Commission says that many obstacles need to be removed, such as pensions that are sometimes subject to double taxation in the host country as well as in the country of origin of the pension holder. Economists say it is a striking historical irony that in the march forward to a single market, Europeans have actually stayed in place. The action plan is not designed to change the lives of people who do not want to move. But few economists disagree that greater US-style mobility would benefit the EU. More movement of workers across national boundaries would help eliminate some of Europe's striking economic imbalances. Unemployment in the Netherlands, for instance, is around 3%, while across the border in Germany it is 10%. Fin du texte, numéro 7.